There's quite a buzz going on about Michigan in the travel business. Well, at least among the people who make up all of those top 10 and cool places to visit lists. Michigan destinations are working their way onto those lists. Saugatuck was voted number one summer weekend escape in America in a recent USA Today reader poll. And a somewhat obscure Upper Peninsula drive got on a top 10 best U.S. road trips list. Detroit Free Press travel writer Ellen Krieger joins us. Ellen, what's up with this? Are Michigan destinations just suddenly cool?
Part of it is a payoff from the Pure Michigan campaign, which is now 7 years old. So you know that the word is being spread beyond Michigan's borders, that Michigan is really a beautiful state, and other people are realizing that. However, I think a lot of it has to do with that the media is full of lazy copycats. So if somebody reads about Saugatuck on one best list, they're more likely to put it onto another best list. The big surprise was that road trip in the Upper Peninsula, which no one has ever heard of, and that shows that reporter really did go there by themselves, take that trip, and like it.
And this was the Black River Scenic Byway. What can you tell us about that?
Not much. I haven't been on it myself, but it's near Bessemer in western, far, far western Michigan, and travels, you know, through beautiful forests and waterfalls and that sort of thing. But it's pretty obscure, and the hilarious thing is they gave, as a side trip, Mackinac Island, which is, you know, several hours east.
Whoops. Yeah, not quite easy to do from there. But interesting to see something that isn't the usual. Instead of putting Mackinac on there, saying, no, go further and go deep into the Upper Peninsula.
That's right. And you know, I want to talk a little bit about these best lists.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you're seeing is USA Today, the sister paper of the Free Press, bought a company called 10best.com, and every single week they run a poll of about travel, and they're all about best, like the 10 best motels in Savannah, the 10 best islands in the United States, that sort of thing. That's why you keep seeing all of a sudden these destinations saying that they're on this 10 best list. What they don't say is that these 10 best lists are coming out every single week.
Gotcha. But, you know, it's interesting. I know as a potential traveler, I do clip those out and keep them. I actually printed off the UP drive, that 10 best road trips list, to keep that in mind. Do they make a difference to anyone besides me?
I think they're fun. What I would tell people is that you need to look at more of the fine print. I mean, if you just see a 10 best list, fine, and it's fun. But usually they're pretty predictable. I would look at how authoritative is this list. One I really like is people have seen the best beaches list in the United States.
Yes.
It's put out every year by Dr. Stephen Leatherman, who is known as Dr. Beach. Well, he's an expert in sand, and he's a professor in coastal research for Florida International University. He actually analyzes grains of sand and pollution data for these beaches. And so his list every year is very authoritative. That's a lot different than editors at the Travel Channel sitting around the office and whipping up some best bikini beach list.
That makes total sense. You know, some Michiganders like to avoid those hot, popular tourist spots in the busy season. They want to escape the crowds. I'm just curious, because you're the Free Press travel writer, if you want to soak up Michigan's beauty and not have to fight crowds, what makes your cut?
All right. Find places, if you want to travel in the summer, look at all those top 10 lists and don't go there in June or July. But, you know, anyone from Michigan knows there are 8 zillion places that people out of state don't know about. So I once did this hidden gems list, sort of basically my favorite underappreciated spots in Michigan. And one of my favorites is Lumberman's Monument, west of Alpena, right on the Asabo. I think that's beautiful. The other place is that Great Lakes Maritime Heritage Center. It's a museum in Alpena. It's part of that Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary. And that's a great museum. It's off a lot of people's lists. Or any state forest campground. Almost nobody is in any state forest campgrounds when, you know, Holland State Park is packed with people from ear to ear. So,
sure.
There are a lot of places in Michigan that are not crowded, even in the summer, and just find those and enjoy.
Detroit Free Press travel writer Ellen Krieger, as always, thanks so much, Ellen.
Sure, thanks.